Well, hello there. You're welcome back to Daydun's Corner. I am your host, Timmy Dokwe Adini. Lately, I've been thinking about how the people around me influence me and how I want that influence to only be positive and not negative. So I have been doing what I like to call total clean out, which is taking the time to reevaluate the people I relate with and take note of who's helping me grow and who really isn't. We need to be honest with ourselves and ask serious questions. And I've got a checklist of questions we'll have to answer to help us decide who stays and who gets tossed out. No offense to them or anything. It's not that they are bad people. No. It's just that they don't fit in with the person that we want to be. The hour to liberate ourselves from things that are no good for us is upon us. So let's get to work. But before we dive into it, you know the drill. Get comfortable and chill. Chill with this musical treat titled Canada by Love featuring Alicia Cara. Love is the artist I have been vibing to just recently, so I hope you enjoy. I will be right back.
Waking up in your bed, it's almost like I've been here forever. I'm obsessed with your brain, and I'd unfold it if you let me. What if we move to Canada and buy some things we don't need? Bring your mother's dog, your paintbrush and some candy. And when they talk about those people who up and leave, that could be us, that could be you and me.
How you talk with your hands, and how you sat like a movie. And we gotta look so bad, we have to laugh. I guess we're lucky that we don't need much outside of us, do we? What if we move to Canada and buy some things we don't need? Bring your mother's dog, your paintbrush and some candy. And when they talk about those people who up and leave, that could be us, that could be you and me.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, without any more delay, let's proceed. One question you need to ask yourself is, do their lives or lifestyle inspire and motivate you to do better and be better? Now, when you look at the people you have as friends or acquaintances, can you say that their lives and the things that they have done or the things that they have achieved inspire you? Or as a Nigerian would say, does it ginger you to take your own life more seriously? If you can't say this about them, then drop them, okay? We need people whose lives and lifestyle can serve as a good reminder for us to step up our game, because we can get comfortable and forget that there is no time to dilly-dally about anything up in the streets. Okay? I have this friend. When we talk about her hair and beauty consultation startup company, Della Organics, I see how much passion and love she has for what she does and how zealous she is in perfecting her skills and her products. I'm reminded and inspired to take my life and the things that I am passionate about equally serious and also apply that kind of zeal into everything that I do so my life can inspire someone else. Now, I want to draw your attention to something. It shouldn't only be in business or career that you seek to be inspired and motivated or even reminded to work harder in achieving your goals. You should seek all of that in other aspects of your life, like your character development, relationships, spiritual growth, and also in fitness and health. Take the time to really look around you for someone or persons that have good character and sound spiritual life or really fit lifestyle that can inspire you to work on yours too. You shouldn't have to rely solely on social media for all of these things, okay? I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did in making it. Stay tuned for more sequel of Total Cleanout. Until next time, my lovelies, stay safe and God bless.